Yeah, let's go to the next call. Billy, you're on WGNU.
You know, somebody ought to tell President Bush that we're supposed to bomb, looks like Saddam and the Iraqis, not our own American military. He's been in power less than 2 months, and we've had two fiascos already, one with a nuclear sub, now bombing our own people. You know, is that, I've heard people bash Clinton and blame him for everything from flickering light bulbs in their houses to everything else, and so does George Bush take that responsibility then if when something happens on his watch and, you know?
Yeah, we do seem to be in an irresponsible era, I guess, where, you know, I guess you are willing to grant that Bill Clinton didn't always accept full responsibility for what he was doing, and it doesn't look like maybe in your eyes neither is George Bush. Did you find Clinton to be responsible, or do you think that it all begins with George Bush being irresponsible?
He had 8 years, and I thought he did a fantastic job. He had some things that I didn't agree with. He did some things.
Did you agree with the bombing of the Sudan?
Sir?
Did you agree with the bombing of the Sudan?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, I mean.
I agree with moving into to Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
So then stopping all that carnage, killing all those innocent people, that put a stop to that right quick. I believe that we should have went into Haiti like we did, and some of other things did. But I didn't necessarily agree with him bombing Iraq, and I don't agree with Bush bombing Iraq. You know, there's they should have a lot more to do than that. That's that doesn't accomplish a whole lot, I don't think. Never did.
Why do you think they do it?
You got me. That's a good question. Why do they do it? I tell you one thing I always thought is the Eisenhower, I never liked Eisenhower. I didn't like any Republican presidents and never will. But Eisenhower did say one thing that made sense. He said, beware of, he said this before he ever became president. He said, beware of the coming military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd like to use up those weapons. They build those weapons. They build those bombs, and they like to use them. They build army shoes and make army shoes and clothes and hats and guns and what have you and all kinds of military stuff, and they don't want it to go stale, so I think they use it. I think that's a crying, rotten shame that our country does that, and I think that's one reason they do the bombing, and they're anxious to move in. It's the poor people who go in and do the dirty work, get killed, and, you know, and all that. But
yeah, I mean, I think I recall why Clinton did two of his. Now, I'm not sure about the Kosovo. I always thought that was the war to forget the blowjobs, basically. But on the Sudan bombing, that was done on basically on the eve of testimony before a grand jury of Monica Lewinsky to keep her off the front page.
Well, I don't think.
And when he bombed Iraq, that was done on the eve of an impeachment vote.
All right wingers would believe that, and they said that. But I don't think that necessarily holds true because. I don't think the military would put up with that. I don't think the Joint Chiefs of Staff would put up with that just to, like I said, we're going to send your boys over there and get me off the hot seat. They're not necessarily president, the Democrats or Republicans, and I don't think they'd put up, surely our country's not in that state, that they would allow themselves to be manipulated just because a president wanted to deflect attention from him. I can't go along with that at all. But why don't the... Why don't we hear from these right-wing...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Why would they go along with it with Bush then? I mean, the same general argument would apply.
I know, yeah, that's right. But why?
So I don't really got it.
Why would we not hear from these right-wing radicals that we heard from for 8 years? Now Bush has been in office less than 2 months, and he's got two fiascos. It's unbelievable. You know, pumping a submarine out of the water and tearing up a ship and also bombing our own people for crying out loud. Those right-wingers, if that was Clinton or a Democrat in there, those right-wingers would be bleeding at the tongue trying to get to the radio telephone to get out and blast them, you know. But you don't hear a scratch from them. That's called hypocrisy, you know.
Well, there's plenty of that to go around, I have a feeling. But I thank you for the call. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.